Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the 50 plus deals we're closing right now. Well, 50 properties anyway. I don't think it's 50 deals. Jill, let the good times roll. I can't wait to talk to you about this, but as always before, let's take a question from a caller.
Okay. Kelly from Toronto called in and asked, can I buy land in the United States? I love this question.
Oh, as a Canadian?
Yeah, as a Canadian. She's Canadian. So she was listening to our show and called in. She called 888-735-5045, in case anybody else wants to get in on this. And she asked that question. Steven, you want to, we all know the answer.
What is the answer?
The answer is yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we, you know, a disproportionate amount of people, well, not disproportionate, but way more than I ever thought, buy our real estate, and they also buy our educational material. So, you know, I think they're up there implementing the program either with Canadian real estate or with our property down here. So, you know, that's not to say it's not as easy or the exact same. It's probably as easy, but it's, you know, not exactly the same. Mm-hmm. There's some tax implications and all kinds of stuff. I know for sure that there's pretty serious complications with renovating houses, but we don't do that. So, yeah, as always, I'm always plugging land as a better way to go than flipping houses.
It always is a better way to go than flipping. No.
The answer is yes, Kelly, buy away, but please do your homework first and make sure stuff changes all the time.
Cool.
Legal homework, I should say, and accounting homework.
But you sure can. No, it's fun. I remember just the back in the days when we relied so heavily on eBay as a lot of our transactions, right. The number of, especially when eBay first came, you know, rolled out, there were a lot of people all over the world buying land through us on eBay, and it was really cool. So, as far as what we were concerned with, as far as recording the deed and putting it in their name and having the deed sent to an international address, there was no difference.
Right.
It was really easy, and so it's good. So I know we have people on Land Academy that go, wait a minute, you know, this guy's international. Is that cool? Absolutely. You do it the same way. No change. So.
Want to hear a funny story about Canada?
Tell me.
So I grew up in Detroit, and we would, I don't know how to delicately put this.
Steven, you're, oh my gosh. Yes, Steven, do us a favor. Please come out of your, oh, never mind.
I know what you're going to say. Yeah, why be delicate now, Steve?
That's what I was going to say. What's changed?
No, Canada, and Windsor, Canada is, you know, like 2 miles. We could see it from where we lived. And the drinking age was a lot lower than what it was in the United States. So I spent a lot of time in Canada.
I bet you
as
did.
As a young man.
I would too. You want to hear my story?
Yeah. Everybody wants to hear your story.
We could do the same thing in Mexico.
Did you ever do that?
Absolutely. Well, excuse me. Who's listening?
You drive down to Tijuana?
Sure we did. Are you kidding?
Jeez, that sounds dangerous.
Why not? Well, you'd walk across or, you know, you'd be a big group of people. We wouldn't do it as a bunch of girls. No. Oh, it's not good. Like me and my girlfriend would go good. Down there and do that. That would be silly. No, but occasionally with a bunch of friends, we'd go down and sometimes we'd walk across. We'd park and then walk across and have some good food and drinks and then walk back and, you know, whatever. But we always were
there's no drinking age in Mexico ever.
Probably still isn't.
I mean, I think it's like literally 14 or something.
I hope it's 14. Remember those, that lady? We won't go there.
Tell that story.
All right. This.
I can't believe
it.
To this day, I know we have to actually answer these questions, but to this day, the story that Jill's about to tell, I cannot believe it to this day.
It
if somebody told me,
I would
say, no, that's not true.
We were uncomfortable.
Yeah.
We were at the Westin Marina Puerto Vallarta.
Oh,
I remember that because I love that place.
Yeah, me too.
Love Puerto Vallarta. And we were in their beautiful bar having some drinks. And
we're
on vacation. I think we rolled up. Yeah, they were already sitting there, I think.
Remember the days before we started Land Academy when we didn't have any responsibility?
I know. We could just take off and go places on a whim. Exactly. So she was at the bar with these other two people. Like, there were a bunch of people at the bar, whatever. And just down from us at the bar was this woman and these two other people. Come to find out they were her children. But how we found out was she's buying shots for everybody. And I mean everybody. She was having a good old time.
Tequila shots.
Yes.
Us included.
Yes. Down the bar, shots. And then we come to find out that not only were they her children, I think they were twins, boy and a girl, and they were 14.
They were 14. I remember that.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
That did not
sit well with me.
Yeah, you can't give kids alcohol.
Not like that. And that age. I'm not horsing.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not horsing around. That's like brain damage material.
Right.
That's bad. Just too young to drink shots of liquor.
That was crazy. It's awful. Yeah.
To even think about it makes me, it's awful.
A few years ago. So,
this is a great podcast.
Yeah,
We're making everybody feel awful.
I know.
I brought it up though.
I have some good stuff. So I have so many deals on my plate right now. I kind of put them on hold for a bit. This is what happened. I really got so busy. I was doing so much Land Academy stuff and all kinds of our good things that we're working on. I'm working on, you know, events coming up that Stephen and I want to be a part of. And so I'm got PR on my plate. You know, I'm working on all kinds of good things and writing. And so I put a bunch of things on hold. Well, now I flipped the switch back on and I looked to my team and I'm like, you guys, we got to clean this up. And they're pulling their hair out. They want to shoot me because I'm pulling out letters and phone messages and all kinds of things that are just backed up on my desk of all these deals.
And this isn't from, you know, months ago. This is like you're backed up like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't take long.
And everybody didn't even notice it because sometimes we'll have a 2 week lull and sometimes it'll rain property.
Exactly. Exactly. So this was a combination of both. It rained property in 2 weeks. I just kind of put them in the pile, and then I went, "Oh my gosh, look at this pile!" So that's,
you know,
this is
I have to say, this topic around the office of all the stuff you have to deal with, like the mundane, there's mundane stuff and computer issues and all the stuff. This topic is my favorite. You must know that by now. I hover over Jill's desk to find out what's going on.
He does.
So I can see it for like 10 minutes before
I
can actually.
You're like nosy. You come in and go, who are you calling?
I mean, it's going to be in a computer in 10 minutes anyway, but I want to see it.
I know.
I want to see the maps and stuff.
That's the one thing you're nosy about. You do come around and kind of hover.
It's my favorite part of this whole thing we do.
So yeah. So I've got one person. It's great. I've got one, for example. There's 15 different parcels. The smallest is 2.5 acres, up to 10 acres. And it all adds up to 56 acres in California that I'm working with this guy on. It's awesome.
How many properties is it?
15.
So it's 15 properties. You're going to get it for about 56 acres, about $100 an acre.
That's what I'm looking at.
You know.
That's what I'm offering.
So that's my favorite deal. Mm-hmm. I mean.
And well, they're selling for about $1,000 an acre.
Yeah. So that's what I was just going to say.
On the low
so
end.
So it's 10.
On the low
yeah,
end.
Yeah, right, right. So, I mean, but we'll wholesale them out, don't you think?
Probably.
Or maybe a couple of the
maybe
best
we'll
ones.
We'll see. I'll keep the good ones.
I know this deal. I saw the map, actually. They're all packed together in like one, and they all have access, mm-hmm. right?
They all have drive right up to it access. There's homes kind of across the street and some good stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
So yeah, it's good.
So, I mean, what's the math on that? If it's 56, if you buy it for 100 and sell it for 1,000.
900%. That's 900%, right?
Let's say you pay 100, because you are going to pay about $100 an acre, because we almost never pay more than that. So it's 5,000. It's going to cost $6,000 to get the deal done.
To get it all done.
And it's 50 acres, which is 56. We're going to make $50,000 on that deal. That's why I hover around your desk.
I know that. Exactly. Now here's another one. I've got another gal.
Oh, this is the greatest
kind
show.
Same thing.
This is the greatest show ever.
She has also in California. It's like California month or something. I don't know what it is. 7 properties, all different sizes, 22.5, some in a subdivision, some whatever. All in one county, which I love.
Yeah.
It's like her aunt had been collecting property over the years, and she passed on. Just a variety. So I guess it's what she could afford at the time, and that's where she put her money. Mm-hmm. Was in this property, and it's so great.
What state is it in?
California.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. It's so good. And then I have a variety of things, just, you know, a few little towels or a few little this. I have a bunch of little things like that just always pop in, and you just know the area and you love it. So you kind of grab those anyway.
You know, we just put up what we call a deal board for our membership pro people. And I know Jill, she's going to reserve 10-15% of these for the deal board. So, yes. Hey, do you want to explain the deal board?
Sure. Okay. So this is a
brand new...
This was
your brainchild, too.
Thank you.
It was totally your idea, and I think it's brilliant.
Thank you. Well, it came to me on a conference call. We have a weekly conference call with our Land Academy members, and I was talking about all the deals that I'm working on, and I was thinking, you know, I can't even complete all the deals that I have on my plate, and I thought, you know, I started asking them if they would be interested. And of course, the response was, heck yeah. So I put together, it's called a deal board, and it's on our Success Plant website, successplant.com. I don't know, Stephen, can anyone see my deal board?
Well, no.
Okay.
We have two levels of membership right now. Well, three. We have Lickety Split Free, which you don't have to pay anything. You can go out on Success Plant, get yourself a username, and kind of take it for a test drive, ask people some questions. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of our members are on there asking each other questions, and you can sit there and watch and actually, I think, ask questions, literally.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't cost anything. Then the second level is after you buy some educational materials from us, that gets you into a different status.
Our membership pro.
Yeah. Well, no, membership.
The data for doorstep. When you get the data doorstep, then it's membership pro.
Yeah, well, there's three levels. But anyway, the third...
Show so much okay. I know. That's awesome. So I don't even know. I just
third
work
level
here.
Is membership pro, which is you get access to the data and printing for less than the price of a stamp and all of that. We actually give you the tools, or we provide the tool. We don't give them away, but we provide you the tools at a ridiculously low amount, reduced amount of money, way cheaper than you can go get them on your own. Mm-hmm. To go send out mailers and have the same response that you're getting. So mm-hmm. then you have access to the deal board. And go ahead, finish. Yeah.
So I was on the right path. Okay, so the deal board, though, is for our Land Academy Pro members to have access to my deals. And what this is because like right now, I have so many I can't keep up. I'm going to pick the ones that I love, and there's still plenty of good stuff in there. Those are going on the deal board. So it's like, you know what? Even though I don't want them, I don't want them to go to waste. Here's a great deal for somebody else. You know, I've already negotiated the price. You know, I don't get any profit out of it at all. Here you go.
So that's honestly not going to make a lot of sense to people. And I think several people like a lot of stuff we do and say, they just don't believe us because it sounds too good to be true. So can you just say it again?
Okay.
Like what, why would you pass on a deal you know you can make money on? That's what I think would trip me up if I was listening to this.
Because I don't need it. What is the right answer?
I just think that there's a lot of property and a lot of opportunities that, quite frankly, are too small for us.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to put a lot of energy and effort into deals that we buy for $500 and sell for $900.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. Like I have one right now I just put on the deal board. It's 1 1/4 acre for $150. Someone's going to buy it and sell it for $1,000. Have at it, like you just said. So that kind of a thing.
There's not necessarily anything wrong with these properties at all. And we're not guaranteeing that anybody's going to make money at all, but it's a heck of a way to get your feet wet,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, well, the deal that Jill just described with the 56 acres, you know, we'll make 50 grand on it. We don't have enough time to talk about the number of properties in our system.
Mm-hmm.
And so what ends up happening is, we concentrate on the bigger deals. I mean, we could hire 50 people and get them all done.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that in the past, and I elected not to do that any longer because what ends up happening is the sellers end up not getting the attention that they need. So it would be better while we're doing all these deals if somebody's just desperate to get one small property completed because they want $500 or $600 or $700. We provide it to our mm-hmm. our members.
Can I just say
we get more benefit out of seeing a member do a small deal like that than we would making $500.
That's what I was going to say too. We're not hurting for money. I was going to say it is, it is truly, inside of me and us that right. I love spreading the wealth. We can spread the wealth.
Right.
So, and I want to, and you know what? And like you just said, to piggyback on you, I want to see everybody succeed.
And here's why. I'll wrap it up on this. You know, the number of deals that we do with our members, people ask us all the time, why the heck are you guys doing this? Why don't you just go down to Mexico and do a bunch of shots with a 14-year-old? Why are you?
Twins.
Why are you doing this? Well, because in the end, we do more real estate deals. And that's the answer. Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment, tequila, and life. It's so hard to convey that sometimes, Jill, mm-hmm. you know, without sounding altruistic. I mean, you know, we're here to help and we're here to make money and we're here to do good and do well.
Mm-hmm. You're so, right.
And I know what's happening. People are, it's going great.
Back up. Let me add on to that. That the people, how do I say this? The people that know us and that are members and are in our group, you know, they know who they are. They know us and we really are here to help.
Yeah.
I mean, sincerely.
Sincerely.
Here to help. The only time we got hung up is there's only two of us to go around.
Yeah.
That's our only downfall. I wish we had 80 of us because we could help that many more people at the same time. Right. However, that's why we have Success Plant. That's why we have our weekly conference calls. That's why we have consulting. That's why we're doing all these other things coming up. That's why we have a podcast. That's why we're doing all these things to reach as many people and help as many people as possible.
We have a handful of members that have just stepped up to the plate in Success Plant and are offering up tons and tons of advice. They don't get anything from us at all. And thanks very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I don't need to tell Jill this, but let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.